Hi, welcome to the show. How about you introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Fabio. I'm currently a game student and developer who lives in Brazil. And I just released my first game a couple of weeks ago. It's a small game called Jigsaw 3D. And as the name implies, it's a jigsaw game developed in Unity 3D with 3D graphics.
And for the listeners out there, where can they put, do you have like a website or something that they can check out to find out more about the game or potentially download it while they're listening?
I have a WordPress site. It's jigsaw3dgame.wordpress.com, and we have links for the App Store game, the Google Android game, the Microsoft Store game, and also the WebGL game. So I have ported the game to many platforms.
What do you think of Microsoft Store? I mean, that's interesting. I haven't heard that much. What are your thoughts on that?
For me, it was like well, it's my first game, so I don't have many comparisons to do. But if I compare this game in all three platforms, it's a surprise to me that the Microsoft Store was the second best download for my game. The first one was the iOS Store, the second one the Microsoft, and the third the Google Play Store.
Oh wow.
So it was a surprise for me.
That's interesting. And for the game, what inspired you to make the game?
Like I said previously, I'm a student. I've been studying game development for like 1.5 years, and so far I hadn't released anything on the market, and I felt that I should do something. I shouldn't wait for other courses that I'm currently doing to finish. I should start doing something small, something that with my current knowledge I could release. So I thought, okay, I'll take this week and I'll see what I can do in this week. In the end, I took like 2 weeks to make this game, which was a very reasonable time for me. And I first when I started developing this game, I thought about releasing this only on App Store and Google Play. But as soon as I was developing this game, I realized that I could port it to Windows and also WebGL. And well, this my main goal was to release a game to say now I can say I'm a started developer because I released my first game.
And what have you used any other tools, or have you tried any other tools besides Unity, or?
Yes, like I've been studying Unreal also, Unreal Engine, but I'm currently on a very basic, very starts of the courses that I'm doing on Unreal. But I think this is a great tool also. I think we can do very good stuff on Unreal. And my plans is to study more to see if I can make something on this platform as well.
What are your thoughts of Unreal versus Unity? Because I've been hearing about Unreal some, but I haven't really used it. I watched, I think, maybe a video or two on it on YouTube, but what are your thoughts on it?
Well, first, it's cool to see that in Unreal you can do like some basic 3D modeling there directly on the Unreal tool. This maybe it's not too much, but we can do a little adjustments that it's impossible on the unit currently. Other things that I see it's interesting is that Unreal makes gives us a very powerful tools for some things. Like you can improve materials in a way that it's way deeper than Unity. This is an example, but there are lots of other stuff in Unreal that have more complexity, more details that we can't do on Unity, as far as I can say. Also, other thing that is that's interesting is the blueprints. Well, in Unreal you can program using C++, but you can also use the blueprints to do the program. So you don't need to know C++ to start something on Unreal. You can make some blueprints and start doing some basic stuff there. It's really cool. It's really a nice tool to check out.
Okay, and so you feel that your next game is going to be in Unreal then?
Well, I would not say my next game, but I'm also working on some other kind of projects,
Okay.
like architecture visualization software. So currently, I'm using Unity to make this kind of architecture visualization software. But I see that in Unreal, I could do something very, very nice there. So I'm planning to use Unreal first on this kind of stuff, on architecture visualization stuff.
Okay. And you said you've done, so you understand Unreal a little, right? Like you have some experience with Unreal and also
Yeah.
some experience with Unity, right? So my question is the game that you just made, how long do you think it would take to have completed in Unreal?
That's a good question. I think that well, I took 2 weeks to make this on Unity, but since I'm not I don't know Unreal too deep right now. Maybe I would take longer to make it on Unreal because I don't know some specific stuff there. But I think it's, at first that I would take like 1 or 2 months to make this on Unreal, but mostly because I don't know Unreal too
Yeah.
deep to do that.
With Unity, did you use the asset store or did you do everything from scratch?
Well, something I did myself from scratch. Like I did most of the 3D modeling. So the 3D modeling that you can see on the Jigsaw game was
Yeah.
made by me, with the exception of the couch, the sofa there.
Okay.
This one I got from Free Assets. But and also I used the icons that I used on the game are not made by myself. I took from the assets, not asset stores, but other places where you can grab free stuff for developers.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because I wasn't sure if you found the asset store very useful for you for this project and whether Unreal has an equivalent level of, vibrancy in the and their like equivalent asset store type thing.
Yeah, actually, maybe I have used the asset store for something. I'm not quite sure. Maybe some shader or
Oh
some
yeah.
material. But I can't really say some about the Unreal store because I never really needed it so
Yeah.
far. So, but some folks that I know say that there are quite some stuff there that you can use it as well.
So with Unity, I know you mentioned that you're studying Unity, getting better at it. What, I guess, what or how do you get better at it? How do you actually train yourself to become better at Unity, the tool? And this is good because there are listeners who may not be using Unity yet and they're looking into potentially they've been hearing about Unity. And it'd be nice to just hear about how you can get better and how you actually make the most of the tool.
Yeah, very nice. Here I do some presidential courses here in Brazil. I have some courses that I have to attend to do regular game development courses. But I found some really nice stuff on the internet, specifically on the Udemy website. I don't know if you are
Oh
aware of
yeah, I know,
this.
yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of great courses there, and I've been studying some courses on Udemy, and they are really nice to improve because there's always something that you don't see on classes, on presential classes, but you see on the online courses. It's really nice to check it out.
So you Have you looked at YouTube? I mean, do you prefer Udemy over YouTube then? Because I know there's a lot of tutorials on YouTube for Unity and stuff like that.
Yeah, there are lots. I use YouTube mostly for things that are more specific stuff, like, oh, well, let me see how I can do maybe a shader to the light. I don't know. I'm just some specific stuff. I check YouTube mostly on this aspect, because Udemy courses are more generic. They take you from the beginning and they take the regular classes. But if I need something more specific, I go to the YouTube. They have a lot of good stuff there.
And so what are your thoughts then about Unity and what you're going to do with it moving forward? Do you have any projects that or next game ideas that you want to do with Unity?
Yeah. Currently on Unity, I'm trying to get the help of some folks, because this jigsaw game I did all by myself, and I'm planning to do my next game on Unity, and but this time using the help of some friends, some developer friends here. I think that Unity currently is a nice tool to develop, to study and develop, because I don't know. In my opinion, it's really easy to start doing something there. And if you start studying it deeply, you can do almost everything there.
Yeah, and for getting other developers to help you, how do you think you're going to do that? Because everyone's busy with their own project and stuff.
Yeah, that's a really nice one, because well, that's the main problem. I'm trying to get the help for people that has the availability to work on this next project. I already found a nice guy who is a 3D modeler who already is helping me on this other project of architecture visualization. And I'm also now I'm trying to get help from not only this 3D modeler guy, but also from like a writer or a game designer, a specific game designer guy, because most of the work I do on Unity is developing a C# developer and Unity configuration as itself. But I don't have the design aspect of the game. It's really important, and I see that if I have the help of a guy that is specific for that, would be very helpful.
If you get other people on your team, are you going to still focus on a short project first, or are you going to try to do a longer project, or what are your thoughts on that?
First is I would say a shorter project, something that's maybe not as fast as this jigsaw game that I did in 2 weeks, but maybe a project that we three together could do on like 2 months basis. I really don't like the idea of this first project to be 2 years projects, 1 year projects. I see that this is insane for me. That is there, like I'm beginning right now, and I don't like the idea of waiting 1 year to release a game, and maybe it's not even worth it on the end of it. Small projects at first.
And what do you have any idea of what genre you would like to do next?
I've been talking to this 3D modeler guy. We were first thinking about something on like a point and click adventure kind of game. But I don't know, maybe we can, when other people join the team, maybe we can change everything. But at first, a point and click game with a nice story, this would be very nice. But a simple one, not some fancy stuff.
Is point and click your favorite genre, or what types of games are your favorite genre?
I like point and clicks, but I can't say they are my favorite genres. I like other kind of games. I've been playing games like since I remember, since the Atari 2600, and I've played like lots of good stuff. If I can say one game that I really like, it is like Mario games and Mega Man games from the old NES or old SNES games, Donkey Kong games. Like, these platforms are my, I can say they are my favorite right now. But this is a kind of problem because I really don't like this kind of platformers games on mobile mobile device because of the touch controls. So this is something that I don't know if I will do a platformer game on this kind of device at first.
And because of the touch controls, you're saying?
Yes, because the touch.
Yeah. Okay, so and do you prefer to play games on mobile device, or do you prefer to play on PC or Mac, or what platform do you prefer to play games on?
I prefer the PC and consoles. Yeah, at first, I'm not a mobile gamer. I play sometimes, but they are not my favorite platform so far.
Have you thought about making then games for PC or Mac? Or?
Yeah, this maybe is an objective for the future. I think that right now to release a game on PC, like on Steam, I don't think it's very easy for me who is beginning right now, because I think the you have more competition there.
Yeah, that's true.
Than on mobile devices. So to stand out from the crowd there on Steam, for example, you really need to put there a really good product. And I don't think that me as a beginner right now, I don't think I can achieve that right now. But yes, this is something for the future. I can think about this in the future.
With your current game, are you going to try to market it, or you're just going to move on to the next game, or what are your thoughts on just getting more exposure for your current game?
Well, this game was released more for me to learn about the process, because I really wanted to see how was the process to publish a game on these stores, make some advertisements on games, see how this stuff works. I think that I'm not. I will not try to improve this game more. I will try to go to a next project. Maybe I'll go back to Jigsaw just to change something, some bugs or something else. But my currently objective is to move forward to the next project.
Okay, and in your write-up, because you posted this on the Unity forum, you mentioned some of the kind of stuffs related to assets that you used. Mm-hmm. How did you integrate ads into the game? Like, what was the design process for that then?
I thought that it would be good to have ads for my game, since I wanted to see how it worked. So I started researching some of the available tools that we had. I thought first to use Unity ads in my game, but I thought that only video ads would not be very interesting for this kind of game that I was doing. So I started to search other alternatives, and I saw the Google AdMob. They have a very nice plugin available for Unity, and they have a nice documentation there on the Git site that they have. And I was able to put Unity ads using banners and also using interstitial ads in the game, actually very easily. I just followed some of the documentations they have on the site, and I used a single script that I was able to implement ads for both the iOS version and for Android version. The only downside of this Google AdMob is that they don't support the Windows Store so far. So I had to use another tool for Windows, which is Vango, if I'm not mistaken. The problem with Vango is that, like Unichads, they only support full screen video ads. Okay. But well, it was the only alternative for in the Windows Store, so like I went this way.
And I think you also mentioned that you put in achievements in leaderboards.
Yeah.
What inspired you to do that? Do you feel that leaderboards and achievements are needed for a Jigsaw game, or was it mainly for practice or experiment?
Yeah, not really necessary on this game, but it was really for my own practice. It was other kind of technology that I wanted to check out to see how it worked. And like the ad, they have a very good documentation for leaderboards and achievements. Well, I use the mainly two tools for achievements and leaderboards. For the iOS version, I have used the Unity social features, I think it's social feature, the name of the class. This is a built-in Unity class that you can implement achievements and leaderboards and other stuff related to the game center, but only for the iOS version.
Yeah.
For the Android version, I use the Google Play services. Is like the AdMob is a plugin that Google makes available, and it's also very easy to implement on your game. It's very similar to the Unity social features that enables the game center. So it was really not hard to implement there.
Did you also look into in-app purchases and potentially doing that in the game too?
Yeah, this is something that I had in mind. Maybe I will implement this on the game on a future version, I don't know. But I thought it would be nice to have something like, well, you can buy more pictures using these in-app purchases here. I thought about it, but I didn't really went for it. Maybe on a future version, I don't know if I will implement this on the game at this stage.
Yeah. And I guess what's the next stuff you plan to learn related to Unity? Like, are there any new areas or parts of Unity that you feel it's worth your while to learn? Or
one thing that I see that it's very interesting is shader programming. I think they are really powerful. You can do lots of cool stuff there. I think that maybe it's something I will look to learn. Because in this game, in this Jigsaw game, I had to use some shaders, but since I don't have the knowledge yet, I had to search for these shaders on the internet for.
Oh, I mean, why did you have to search for other shaders instead of using the default shaders in Unity?
Yeah, because I have on the game, if you put the pieces, the Jigsaw pieces on a wrong position, or if you put the one piece above another pieces, we have like a outline outline on the pieces. Just to visualize that, this piece is outlined, so it's not on the correct position. I really couldn't use the full shader to do that at first, and I saw on the internet over the Unity forums a really cool shader that was able to do this outline on the 3D object. So I went this way. Well, maybe I could use a regular shader with more development, with more coding from my side, but I saw that shader and it really did what I was thinking, so it was the easiest route for me.
I mean, I did look into some of the shader stuff related to Unity. I mean, it is interesting to figure out or leverage the power of shaders for Unity. Have you done any tutorials or anything related to Unity and shader coding?
No, not so far. I have a friend who is a very good programmer, and he knows a lot of shaders, and he was showing me some stuff there. And one thing that is very interesting about shaders is that you can do really good, cool effects there without a whole of process, so without using CPU power, because the shader usually goes for the GPU.
Yeah.
So you can really put some cool stuff there without impacting the performance if you're a good shader programmer there.
And have you looked into stuff like ShaderForge, which is a Unity plugin, I think, or in the Asset Store, where you can kind of, supposedly, I haven't used it, but quickly develop shaders?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know about this. What is this name again?
I think it's called ShaderForge. Let me check it.
ShaderForge. This is something to look for.
Yeah, I mean, because I think about Unity, and as I talk to other game developers, I think it is interesting to, you know, it's good to know your tool really well. And I mean, aside from, say, using what I've noticed, at least with some developers, they'll do the normal programming in Unity, but they won't necessarily study, say, the profiler tools needed to, you know, optimize stuff. And also, you know, like you were mentioning, shader programming and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like you mentioned the profiling. Well, this is a very handful tool to use, because I have tested this game on lower end device like an iPhone 4 and other Android devices lower ends, and it really helps to see if the game is running with the speed that you desire, because I had, like, in my game, I had to change one effect there where I did a simple screen fading effect. The first time I did this effect, it was running okay on high-end devices, but as soon as I tested the game on a lower-end device, this fade programming that I did was like killing the game. So I had to, with the help of the profiler, I was able to see how this fade script is killing the process. So I'm changing this right now.
Did you run the profiler then on the device, or was it also just in Unity? You know, you can run the profiler and just see the stats within the Unity thing, but I know there's also an option where you can deploy onto the device and I think even get data from the device.
Yeah, on the device, but well, on Android, if you build the game using the development options there and checking connect to the profile on Unity, you can see the profile on the Unity editor while the game is running on the Android, connected to the PC, of course.
And so that's where you found out some of these delays or performance issues.
Yes.
When you were running the profiler, were you mainly just looking at the memory, or what areas of the profiler were you mainly using to optimize your performance?
Well, I check mainly the first row with this is the CPU usage.
Oh, okay.
And there I could see that when my script kicked in, the script was the responsible for most of the CPU time there. So I was able to check there that my script of the fade was killing the performance.
Did you do any techniques to actually optimize the size of the file or the size of the APK or the final product?
Yes, mostly on Windows. When I first released my game on Windows, I don't have a Windows device here, so I asked a friend of mine to test on a Windows device, and when he ran on the first time, the game crashed. So I asked him about the model of the Windows device he was using, and I found that his device had only 512 megabytes of RAM. And I found that on this kind of devices, when with devices with less than 1 gigs of memory, you have a problem with you can only allocate 170 megabytes for your application. And my game was allocating more memory, so it was because of that it was crashing on his mobile. Okay. So I had to go back to the Windows build, and I started to mainly reduce the quality of the textures. This was the first step I took. And since my game used mostly baked lights, I reduced the quality of the baked lights on Unity. And doing these two things, I was able to make the game run on a device with less than 1 gig of memory.
Okay. Yeah, any other, I guess, interesting tools or things that you've, you know, that you used as part of Unity to help, you know, your game just improve performance? I know it's not really directly related to game design, but it's still just as critical to actually do some of the stuff you discussed to optimize things.
Well, not mainly Unity. Well, I used the for this Windows build. I have used the Visual Studio tools, not tools. Sorry, I have used the Visual Studio to see how many megabytes of memory my application was taking on a device. So I used the tools on the Visual Studio, and I also used the Xcode tools, because there you can see the a very good profiler of your game on Xcode. You can see how many frames, you can see the memory there. It's a very nice tool also. Both the Xcode and the Visual Studio, but these are specific for the iOS and Windows Store, okay?
Okay. And yeah, I guess any other, besides shader coding, I guess any other aspects of Unity that you feel are important for becoming a better developer or a better Unity developer?
Well, for me, I think that it's not like a Unity feature. I think for me, at the moment, I'm very bad at user interface, user UI and user experience aspects. So I think that my user interface on the game is not top quality so far. And well, this is not Unity related, but I think it's important to learn more about this aspect, because, or else you may have a very ugly user interface where the user can't really navigate well and kill your game at first. So there are other aspects besides units like this on user interface, or well,
okay,
some other things.
Okay. So once again, where can listeners find out more information about the game and potentially download it and check it out?
Yeah, the game, I have a WordPress site. It's called jigsaw3dgame.wordpress.com, and I have links there for all these platforms to download, and also the WebGL. You can run it on your browser if you desire.
Great. So we're talking with Fabio, who's been using Unity to program a game and discuss some of the technical and other challenges related to releasing a game. So thanks again for your time. Appreciate it.
I thank you, and thank you. Let's talk again when I have more projects.
Definitely.
Thank you for your time.
Yep. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.